You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, get ready, Michigan. It's going to be a big summer for gypsy moths. James Weifrich is a forest health specialist with the state DNR. Why should we be expecting a larger than usual number of invasive gypsy moths?
It's important to note that gypsy moth is a reoccurring pest that we get every so often in Michigan. This year, we're just having an outbreak get started over the last couple of years because we've had three droughts in a row. And the reason these droughts are so significant is because when trees do not have the water they need, they can't fight off insect pests like gypsy moth. In addition, the drought itself is a key player for a fungus that usually controls gypsy moth outbreaks. And when it doesn't rain, the spores of that fungus actually aren't released.
So these poor trees are stressed. And I know gypsy moths, I was reading, they were first seen in Michigan back around 1954. But I remember the 80s and the early 90s, and gypsy moths ravaged trees around the state. Is there reason to worry that that could happen this year?
No. Back in the 80s and 90s, the fungus itself wasn't present in Michigan that controls these outbreaks. And a lot of the predators and parasites and even the virus couldn't do a good enough job to control these outbreaks. Since the 90s, we actually went around and released this fungus that's specific for gypsy moths. And now that the fungus is out there and has built up spore banks, we don't see the mass defoliation across the state like we used to in the 80s and 90s. Now we will see localized buildups, and usually they'll collapse within a couple years instead of being prolonged defoliation events.
So that is the good news, and we can be grateful for that fungus. Are there areas where we're already seeing trees being defoliated by gypsy moths this year?
The calls haven't really started in yet, and our aerial survey doesn't usually start till the end of June and into July when we actually get up and fly around looking for defoliation. But there are multiple areas that we noted last year that we think will have heavier defoliation this year.
And what would those be?
Those areas would be Ionia County, Berry County, and Washtenaw County.
What are the best things we can do to protect our trees from the moths?
So there's a few things that you can do to prevent outbreaks from occurring. Good tree health, making sure that your trees are watered and have plenty of nutrients, helps those trees fight off gypsy moth infestations. You can also put up tree vans around the tree if you notice that there are gypsy moths in your area. Those usually help contain some of the caterpillars. And then there's always going out and scraping off egg masses off from tree trunks or anything that the gypsy moth will lay its eggs on.
What do they look like?
The egg masses are usually about a quarter size-ish size, and they're a brownish tan color.
And do it gently. You don't want to hurt the bark, right?
Yeah, you can scrape it off. The bark will take some the pressure off, but they lay it on telephone poles. They put it on vehicles, houses, concrete slabs, anywhere that they might be. So it won't just be on your trees.
And then as far as just overall controlling the population, if we have another summer of drought, hopefully we won't, but we could. Are there other steps besides that fungus to help control the population?
Yeah, there's always the possibility that you can have an aerial spray or buy some insecticide yourself to spray smaller trees. You just want to make sure that you look for the BTK ingredient, which is very specific to gypsy moth in particular. It is not harmful to pets or children, so you don't have to worry about them coming into contact with the spray. And we usually only recommend people do it if they have outbreaks in residential areas where people are dealing with the nuisance of gypsy moths, where the gypsy moths are raining frass out of the canopy on them. They're running across their driveway, and when they're killed, they actually can stain the concrete in areas and make them slick, as well as getting into people's cars, getting to people's houses. So it's kind of a damper on people's life.
Yeah, I think you just grossed everybody out, James. Well, we got good advice to deal with this boom in gypsy moths in Michigan for the summer. Thank you so much, James Weaveridge, who's a forest health specialist with the Michigan DNR. Thank you so much.
No problem.